Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, welcome back to Monday Morning. Jeremy, Katie, Josh, live and local at Lone Tree, Colorado. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Diving into week two of the AMA Flyaway with CBS Colorado. We want to send you to Vegas for the American Music Awards. All you have to do is flip on over to CBS Colorado Mornings. You got to listen within this hour from 6 to 7 to learn today's AMA Artist of the Day. And once you learn it, you flip back over to Mix 100 and keep an ear out for back-to-back songs from today's artist. And once you hear that, you got to be caller 10, and you win a vinyl from that AMA artist, and you're qualified for the trip, which gets you your flights, two nights hotel, and two tickets to the American Music Awards. How neat is that?
Yeah.
So go check it out, CBS Colorado Mornings, and all the details can also be found at mix100.com/Vegas. For those of you that did not see the airplane flying in the sky with the banner behind it and all the news alerts,
yeah,
all the Facebook posts, the breaking news on the TV, today is Katie's birthday.
Hey!
It's my birthday month.
You guys made me feel so special, too. I just want to say, like, coming into the studio, I'm not kidding. The, you know, front of the top of the counter was lined with gifts for me from both of you and made me feel so special. I'm not going to lie. And just like really nice, thoughtful gifts too. I love positive pens, which has been kind of a funny thing in the studio. They're pens that have little positive affirmations written on them. And Josh found them and got me new positive pens. Jeremy, you got me a cookbook that has foul language in it.
Thug Kitchen.
I love it so much. You got me a gift card to one of my favorite spots.
Yeah.
You got me a gift card to my favorite restaurant, Josh. Like, it just super.
You got
thoughtful.
Spoiled today.
I really did, and you just started off the day so great for me. So thank you both. Like, seriously, truly, you made a girl feel great on her birthday. So thank you so much.
Mission
both
accomplished.
Yeah. And, both very sweet.
Big old shout out
so much
to my wife for reminding me that today was your birthday.
And a special shout out to both Nick Deck and Jenny, because I found out that both of the lovely ladies in your life helped get these gifts together.
She did,
that,
yes.
Of course they did. Of course they did.
Of course they did.
Because they're amazing women as well.
We're
so
helpless on our own.
Everybody who
I will
did
say,
that. It's
I,
so sweet.
I got you the Thug Kitchen cookbook, and then I was like, I don't know what else to do. And then
so
next, like, why don't you run over to TJ Maxx?
Yes.
And since you love TJ Maxx, and
sure
get your gift
do.
Card. So I will say that I haven't been into a TJ Maxx in years, and the one down by me that I went into, that was a pretty awesome store. Like,
yeah.
I went in there and I wandered around for like 45 minutes. They
it's
had a lot of fun
best.
Stuff to look at.
See, like when I talk about, oh, I've got like 2 hours to kill. What am I going to go
I
do?
I can't give you
like,
crap anymore.
You know?
Like, I left with new kitchen towels. I bought a couple kitchen towels and some new throw pillows.
Yes.
And I almost left with some glasses.
And they have the best dressing rooms because the lighting
oh,
is
really?
So great. So that's why I have all the fashion shows that I do when I like try on clothes and take videos. Like,
yeah.
Oh, TJ Maxx is so good.
I picked
so.
Up my mom something for Mother's Day while I was there.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I had no idea about this store.
It's stocked.
Fantastic.
Like, you could walk around for hours in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you, I know you're into freebies and stuff, so are you going to try to go out today? Today's the day where you get a bunch of free loot, right?
Because
it's
I'm
your birthday.
I'm so excited. You know, there are quite a few places that will give you something free on your birthday, and I was very excited about it. I was actually compiling a list because I was going to go make a little video of me going to all the places, getting all the free things for my birthday. And then I was chatting with the baby Nana, and she's like, Mom, you know you have to download all the apps to get the free stuff, right? She knows I hate downloading apps because they take up space on my phone. I don't, like, I just, it's not my thing, right? And so she was telling me weeks ago I needed to do this because she said some of them make you have them for a while before they'll give
you
the free
stuff. I go to Starbucks every year on my birthday and get my free Starbucks.
I don't have the Starbucks app, but and apparently you need to have it 7 days before in order for it to
Well, they don't want
work.
You rigging the system.
Yeah, so there's a few that, you know, you need an app app to
Mickey
get
Mickey D's. Don't you get like a free cheeseburger?
Yeah, and thankfully, I actually have the Mickey D's app on my phone for whatever reason. So I'm going to have to figure that out. But,
Native Roots. You're probably going to go to Native Roots.
Oh.
Do you get a free joint? Do you get a free joint today?
I'm sure you do. Like, why wouldn't I go
I
there?
Know you
it's
got that
Colorado.
App.
Come on.
But, what other places were you going to go to? I mean, you have a list.
There's like, you know, like Crumble Cookie. There's a place you can go. Oh my gosh, my favorite. So Hook and Reel, which is the seafood boil, like the bags.
Oh, yeah. They give you a free lobster?
They give you a free seafood boil. Like,
so you got to go there.
Like, you have to go. Yeah, you can't just take that. They can't deliver that.
I wish they
that,
handed you a free lobster when you walked in.
Live.
It's the lower, like, you know, it's just like the shrimp with the potatoes and the corn.
Who cares?
And
still, it's free.
So you would, like, add stuff into it. But, oh, my gosh, it's like a $20, you know, free
value.
Gift. So it's very nice.
Any desserts?
There's lots of desserts. You can go to, I think, Crumble Cookie has one. There's the Cheesecake Factory. But
say,
Josh already got me a Cheesecake Factory piece of cheesecake, so I'm very excited about
skip
that.
Skip that one.
So, yeah. There's
Olive Garden?
A few desserts. I know Olive Garden. But then again, here's the thing. Here's my conundrum about going in and getting a free thing on your birthday is do I just walk into the OG and be like, hey, I'm here for my free dessert, nothing else. Bag it up,
okay,
I'm taking
fatty.
It to go. I know, like, I don't even want a breadstick today.
The kitchen will talk.
Yes. Yeah. I think you can wander in and
can
be like,
I
give me
that?
My slice of cake.
Is that how that works?
It's my birthday.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it all works as far as going to get my free stuff. And this is not something I can say.
It
I
does
get
seem kind of moochy, though,
it does.
Doesn't it?
And I get embarrassed, so a lot of times I'd ask someone to do it for me. Like, you go in there and get that for me. But it doesn't work on your birthday. Like, mm-hmm. It's your birthday. You have to be the one who asks for it. So I'm still figuring this out. Like, I was pretty gung-ho about doing it, and now I'm like, eh. Maybe I'll just go get my free thing from Sephora.
What do you get there?
You get, like, a mini makeup kit from Sephora.
Oh,
so
that's
that,
cool. I got to sign up for that.
That one I'm excited for.
Better download that app immediately.
And I do believe I have the Sephora app on my phone, so I should be good to go there. But, yeah, if you know of a place I can go and not have to download the app, please tell me, because I would love to go there. Right? 303-691-1649. Text me. Tell me where I can go to get the freebies without the app. That's what I'm looking for.
All right. Well, okay. Good luck. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Mix 100.
Well, hallelujah. JKJ made it back in for a fun Monday. Coming up in about an hour, we're going to dive into Fast Five. Be ready to call in. Shoot, I don't remember what we had up for grabs today. Did I print that out for you? What do we have up for grabs today? It was on a printout I gave you,
yes.
Right there in front of you.
I have it.
Is this on here? Oh, yeah, you're right. We have for Fast Five. Ooh, that's right. It's the tickets to see Wiz Khalifa.
That's
Red
what it
Rocks.
Is. Get stoned.
What?
Let's send some people off to get stoned at Red Rocks.
That 420 show's amazing, though. He's been doing that for a minute. And yeah, Wiz Khalifa, those are some good tickets.
Yeah, get your Wiz on this morning in about an hour when we play Fast
Five. It's actually
Five.
April 19th, though. It's the day before 420.
Well,
but
close
still,
enough.
Still.
Close enough.
You'll still be getting stoned there.
Exactly. It's that kind of show.
How about those Nuggets, huh?
Woo!
They're clinched,
yes!
Right? Clinched. Exciting. They're in the playoffs.
Three seed.
Playoffs.
Yep.
Three seed. Looks like we're taking on the Timberwolves, right?
Again. It's always the Timberwolves.
Always the Timberwolves. But
are you excited about this?
You know what?
Yes.
We're healthy. We're playing the right kind of basketball at the right time. So, absolutely. Let's go, Nuggets.
It's exciting.
Nikola Jokic is playing ridiculous basketball. Insane basketball. And so is Jamal Murray.
Yeah, Jokic just set the record. He's the only player of all time in NBA history to record or lead the league in assists per game and rebounds per game.
Yes.
That is the most exciting thing ever. Absolutely absurd that he probably won't be walking away with the MVP trophy this year. Insane.
It makes no sense, but I'm just going to lose all respect for media members who didn't
vote
for him. Because who wouldn't? Who wouldn't vote for the best basketball player on the planet?
It should
right
be his
I would have even voted.
Oh, don't get me started. I mean, still, it's a very good look for our Denver Nuggets and our sports in the Mile High City in Colorado in general. I mean, we are doing it to you Pioneers, getting it done over the weekend.
11
I mean,
time.
The Avalanche, the Mammoth, the Nuggets, they are all just killing it. And the Rockies even look kind of good
right
now.
Decent.
What? Let's go.
Yeah, it's a good time to be a sports fan in Colorado.
Yeah.
For Jersey. I know in PMI coming up here in a few minutes, we'll talk about the old Avs coach, too.
I know.
And his face.
Yeah. Oh, poor.
A beautiful face. He's got such a beautiful
face. Don't hurt the
face.
face.
Don't hurt the face.
No.
Speaking of basketball, my son wrapped up his basketball season over the weekend.
Oh.
It was a little 3-on-3 season, and I think we're done. I think we're moving on from basketball now.
Oh, no.
Really?
After years and years of the B-ball and the squeaky shoes.
He's no longer a baller, huh?
I think it's time. I think he's kind of getting burnt out on it. I'm getting a little burnt out on it.
Well,
but yeah, so I felt bad because he had his last two games, and I was sitting there in the stands watching the Artemis splashdown. That's kind of how much I was into it. Like, I was streaming it. I was like, this is history.
You're such a nerd. But I get that. I get that that is right up your alley to do it. But, you know, the thing is, you know, your son is right around the age where you really have to find out what you love and put that passion towards it. I mean, that's the thing is now he just needs to decide what it is that he's so passionate about. And, you know, just practice makes perfect no matter what it is you decide
to do. Look at you.
No,
practice makes perfect.
It really does. So if you're seeing that he's not feeling basketball the way, because, I mean, it really
is. The spark's gone. Yeah,
you wake up, you practice. You get off school, you do laps, and you practice. I mean, it is that kind of mentality. So if he doesn't want to do that for basketball, then find what he wants to do that for, you know?
Yeah, I think it's time to move on. I think he's thinking about dipping his toe into like some track and some cross country.
There you go.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
But yeah, we wrapped it up. It was playoffs too.
Oh.
I just
love
that
you had that. So perfect.
So for my son this weekend with his basketball to birthday weekend for my daughter.
Yay!
Yeah, I think you're actually more happy and excited about your birthday than she was about hers, but that's cute. That's adorable.
What's wrong? Why doesn't she
like the
birthday?
No, it was fine. It was fine. It was just a normal
really
birthday.
Excited.
Just like, it's my month. It's my month. And it was like an 8-hour, 9-hour birthday again. It's, you know, all the family piles in around 10, 11, and then they don't leave until it's dark out. The parties go on a really long time at my house. The only reason that everyone kind of packed up and left was the power went out unexpectedly, like at 7:30 or whatever.
Oh.
Went out. And everyone's like, well, I guess we're going to take off now that it's dark and we're lighting candles.
That's our cue.
But it's funny, you know, you kind of realize that you got a lot of first world problems. We're very spoiled here in this country in time because the biggest irritation from the birthday party over the weekend was Nick Nack went and purchased a big sheet cake. Okay. It was the cheerleading theme.
Cheerleading.
Uh-huh. And so there's it's the edible image on top.
Oh, yeah.
And it was wrinkly. So, your face, party ruined!
Yeah,
but it was like the person who was making the cake closed their eyes and then laid the edible image on there and then just put it in the fridge. It was like, woo, 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 woo.
No.
If you were a little mini surfer, you could have surfed on it. It was like little waves. So there we were in the kitchen with it set out before everybody got there, and we're trying to pat it down. We had paper towel on it. We're trying to smooth it, and she's like, I'm going to complain. I'm calling the store. I'm going to complain. I was like, babe, why don't you slice into this thing? It's like two slices with a knife. Nobody's going to care.
But
this will be a memory.
The picture of the cake, that's what's important.
That's what was important.
I should have
her send it to me, and I'll show you.
Because
it was gnarly looking. So then I was like, I got a great idea. I'm just going to wet down my hand and try to smooth it. So the thing with those edible images, like when it hits your saliva or water, they dissolve. They smear and they dissolve.
Oh, no.
So listen, if that ever happens to you guys, don't use water on your hands because I took the thing that said cheer and went, cheer! All the way across it. So.
Happy birthday!
Cake ruined first world problems right there at Jer Bear's house. We'll be back in about 3.5 minutes with your PMI here at Mix. I think Katie's got the positive today.
I do. And if you are an overthinker like me, you are going to love this story. Because if you can't sleep, guys, you're not alone. Yeah, a lot of us can't sleep. In fact, about 30% of us experience trouble falling or staying asleep. And experts are saying it's because we worry so much. We're constantly
thinking.
What
are you worried about right now?
Well, here's the thing is last night I was laying in bed and right before I fell asleep, I'm like, oh my gosh, is my credit card bill due? And it just
that'll
kept
get you awake.
And immediately I grabbed my phone. I looked and made sure that I wasn't ready for a payment and it was going to be late and hit me with a fee. But that kind of stuff happens to me all the time. And experts are saying it's because I don't schedule time to worry. Yeah. Our brains are going to worry no matter what. So whether it's we're right about ready to go to sleep and all of a sudden our brain hits some kind of responder where it's like, no, you've got this. Wait a minute, there's this. It's going to do that if we don't do it for it. Now, they're saying if you schedule time to worry throughout the day, you waking up in pure panic mode because you forget to do something, it's going to happen less often. So if it's just something that you build into your day, your brain is going to get used to focusing on your worries at that specific time of day, and it's not going to alert you in the middle of a sleep.
Not a bad idea.
I love it.
I love that for worries.
And they're saying also because your bed, it should be just for sleeping. You shouldn't be worrying in there. You shouldn't be eating. You shouldn't be doing things that other than reading. They're saying that's a good activity to do. And why are you looking at me like that?
No rest. No rest and rest recreation.
Your bed should be. Well, I get okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I was just glazing right over.
There's a lot of sleeping during that too.
Katie lives alone. Tell me you live alone without telling me you live alone.
But when it comes to overthinking, you definitely should not do that in bed, and you should schedule time to do it, and it'll help you out.
So it's not a bad idea. That's probably legit. It sounds silly. Like, okay, today at 1 o'clock, I'm going to sit on my couch and worry about everything.
Nobody talk to me. I'm worrying.
For like the next hour, I'm going to worry.
I think this is
like
amazing because I happen to worry like throughout the day. It'll just hit me. It really will. Like without any notice, it'll hit me. So if I can schedule it, and I've been doing it the last couple days, you know, it
pair
helps
it with
a
list too. I would think that you write down your worries.
Oh yeah,
so you got like a spiral notebook, and it's there. It's written down. It's not on your mind. That probably paired with that would be really beneficial.
Look at you with the pro tip.
Oh yeah,
the pro tip on top of the positive. Let's
Thank
go.
You. You're rubbing off on me.
Okay.
Who's got the minus, Josh?
I got the minus today, and it's talking Avs hockey, which is a bummer because normally it's a very positive thing with them. But Avalanche head coach Jared Bednar over the weekend, they were taking on the Vegas Golden Knights, and an errant puck from Keegan Kolesar's stick went over the boards and actually drilled him in the face, so much so that it caused him to collapse in pain. He did not lose consciousness or anything, but he dropped to the ground holding his face. And he was taken with the team doctor back to the locker room. He's actually going to miss some time. It's not funny what happened, but it's funny hearing this that the head coach is out with injury. He broke an orbital bone in his face and also has an eye abrasion, a corneal abrasion. So it's messed up something with his cornea. So he's going to miss the game in Edmonton and then Calgary. They're hoping to have him back for the final home game of the season when they take on the Seattle Kraken in a few days here. But that's a scary incident. I mean, watching your head coach collapse in pain, I've never seen that before, actually. So
I was watching that game. It went into overtime.
Yeah.
And it, like, he is such a tough mamma jamma.
Well, he grew up playing hockey, too.
Yeah. To not, like, cry as a puck hits you in the face, like... Man, Coach Bednar, he is a tough one. So
he would lose.
He gets better, though. Quick recovery, hopefully.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. I immediately thought of your daughter, baby Nana, when I saw this story this morning, Katie.
Okay.
Because I know she wants a doggy really, really bad, and she's been pushing you to get a doggy as well.
Yes, she has.
New study just came out that says, on average, we spend about $4,272 a year for one pet. So just shy of $4,300 a year for a pet. Do a little beep-boop-bop-boop math on that. Spread it out over 12 years. You're looking at a little bit more than $50,000 over 12 years for one dog or cat. And that's before anything goes wrong, like my dog who ate the grape.
Yeah.
And we had thousands of dollars worth of medical bills.
Yeah, that's just the bare minimum.
Bare minimum.
Raising a baby.
They say it doesn't help that vet costs have jumped about 43% in the last 5 years. And there's a big chunk of pet owners who are actually in big-time debt right now because of their little fur babies. They say Gen Z, though, is considering a petless lifestyle. A lot of them are like, I don't want to get a pet. I don't want the cost. Smart. That's one thing that Gen Z that I'm on board with you guys.
So they're not going to have babies or pets?
No babies or pets, just a lot of money and a lot of free time.
Oh.
Damn them.
I know, right?
You guys suck.
Wait a second. You can do that?
Ain't nothing holding them down. Gen Z, you guys suck. There you go. There's your PMI this morning. Positive minus interesting with Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100.
Mix 100.
Well, forget all the celebrity nonsense. I mean, come on. The Artemis 2 mission, the crew successfully re-entered Earth's atmosphere, splashed down the Pacific Ocean on Friday, right off the San Diego coast. Man, I couldn't stop watching it.
It was a big deal. Like, even I was watching.
You watched
on my couch. I had Love is Blind up on the big one. And on my phone, I was watching the Artemis landing. But it was very inspiring. And I liked that I was being a part of history.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that there was so much involved, though. First of all, I didn't realize that they land in the ocean.
Yep.
So when that happened, I was like, oh, no. And they're like, everything's going according to plan. I'm like, okay,
but they're in the ocean.
No, I didn't realize that's how it went. And then the commentators listening to them try and fill as they're making their way to the aircraft or whatever to make sure everyone's okay. And then they got to bring them back. And then they have to go through all the doctor stuff.
Yeah.
And there's so many things.
Do you watch them airlift them too? Like all the helicopters coming in and pulling them out?
Yes. Like there was
a wild ride for those four people.
Yes. It was a long time. Like it took a long time for everything to be said and done, but it was fascinating to watch it all. So you were right, Jeremy.
It's really
neat
stuff.
You were right about that.
I was ignoring my family and my son's basketball game as I was sitting in the bleachers watching that. I was looking down at my phone I didn't look up very much and watch the game. I was watching that. I was like, this is history.
Yeah.
I gotta watch this. Anyway, and then, yes, like landing back on the helicarrier and having the astronauts there on the ship and then picking up the capsule out of the water and everything. Just fascinating to me. Absolutely fascinating.
I also love, I put something in our stories over the weekend because there was a lot of just women who were super proud that there was a woman up there in space.
She's
but
a beast, man.
A story that a teacher said about her little first grade student asked when the astronauts were going to make it home and if they were going to be okay. And she's like, yeah, they're going to land very soon. We're very excited. And she said, well, there's a girl up there.
That's
you know?
Right.
And it is so inspiring for women and people in general.
Yeah,
it was a big moment. So.
Do you know her name?
I don't know her name. No,
all right.
I just saw a story.
Nice shout out, though. Okay, so from that to Justin Bieber and Katy Perry. So first things first, Bieber did his first headlining set at Coachella. This story here says it left a lot of fans unsatisfied. They say he had very minimal effort up on the stage. He did a stripped down set, a low key performance, and I was just watching some of the videos. He basically flipped open his laptop, dialed up old YouTube videos of himself, and sang along.
Yeah, but people loved it. He became famous on YouTube. That's how his fans got to know him anyway.
And he played that video.
Yeah, and I will just say, I know the media is trying to spin it like he was lazy and didn't put any effort into it. But
I'm seeing quotes here from people.
I know. The baby Nana was there in attendance at Coachella, and she cried. She loved it so much. And she's one of the biggest believers. They were calling it Believe-cella. Like, it was a big deal.
Bieber-cella, yeah.
Bieber-cella.
And so people are like, he got paid $10 million dollars to walk around the damn stage and do nothing.
He did
yeah, but
stuff,
I kind of like
though.
That. I liked the minimal. I'll be honest. I watched the whole thing too, and I grew up in the Bieber era. Live while it was happening, the tweets and the live stream that I saw, people were very happy. People were very happy with it. Maybe afterwards there was this, you know, the talking heads. But
yeah, I'll
here's
have
the
to
taste
show
of
you.
It. Here, hold on 1 second. Here you go. I know you love me. No, I know you care. Let's have sing along with YouTube. And I'll be there. You are my love. Everybody now. All right.
Yes.
It's fine. Whatever.
I tell you, the only complaint Zoe had is people were waiting in their spots for so long that they were just doing it right there on the lawn.
Excuse me?
So, yeah, because they didn't want to lose their spots. There was a lot of reports of
that
where people were relieving
the
potty.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it that way. They were doing it right there on the lawn.
One and two right there on the lawn.
That makes sense.
They didn't want to lose their spots. And so she said that was probably the most cringy thing.
When people are pooping
a lot of reports.
Don't
look
at
that.
Me. Was it her? It was her.
No, it was not
She's
her.
Like, Mom, you're never going to believe what
don't
happened.
Don't you start that rumor. She would kill me.
I pooped. I pooped while Bieber was playing.
No, she
it was so good. I pooped.
No, that wasn't it. Bieber goes, but she loved it. I'll have to show you how close she got to the stage, and maybe we'll put it up in our stories, Bieber's performance. Because again,
she was
right there. She had the best time.
Are you bummed that you missed out?
I am such a proud mama. A little, but she said I wouldn't have liked it. She said outside of the actual concerts, there were so many people and so many lines and so many things that I just gripe about. She's like, Mom, I would know.
I also heard lemonades there were $17.
Yeah, everything.
I think that ship
has
sailed for you.
I think that's
a 20-year-old thing.
Exactly. I wanted to go to Coachella at one point in my life, and I feel like that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been good for you.
That window is no longer open.
You
can
just run over to Wash Park and poop in the park if you want. You don't have to go all the way to Coachella.
Save so much money. Jeez.
You don't need to do that.
I'll put
some Bieber on in the background and you can poop in the park later. All right.
It'll be
a fun Instagram video.
It really will.
Britney Spears is in rehab. I don't know what else there really is to say about this, but you know, she had that DUI, was it last month?
Yeah.
I don't know. If you follow her on Instagram, she's a mess. So anyway, she went to rehab.
Okay. Don't sing it.
We have sports stuff?
Yeah, we do. Two quick little updates in case you guys are living under a rock. The Rockies did get a minority purchased by the Penner Group. So it's the Penner Sports Group. They obviously own the Denver Broncos, and they bought 40% of the Colorado Rockies. That is a huge positive for any Rockies fan out there. It looks like they will be really trying to turn this team around. And I think after 3 decades of almost abysmal play every single year, you know, Rockies fans always go, we had 07, but it's been dang near 20 years since 2007. So this is a very positive thing that is happening. And then quick shout out to DU as well. They are the 11-time national champions. They won Saturday over Wisconsin in a crazy comeback game that I was glued to. I couldn't stop watching it. Really, really exciting for them. They won 3 in the last 5 years, so that's a massive dynasty. So huge shout out to them as well.
And
go
DU
Pios.
Went nuts over the weekend.
Did
you see the video?
University
of the campus
was
just
stocked full of people.
People were
they
so
were doing
excited.
It on the lawn. Right?
They were doing it.
That's not what I meant, Jeremy. Okay, so let's move on to this woman. This happened last week, but it kind of played itself out over a couple days because this woman was struck by lightning in Superior, first of all, okay? And when it happened, they didn't know who she was for a minute. So this happened on Thursday, and I guess a lightning strike hit her. Hit a tree and her also, and it did so much damage. First of all, she is still in critical condition, so thoughts and prayers to her and her family. But her phone that she had with her was completely just, you know,
fried,
exploded. And so they didn't know who she was. She had no identification on her, and they couldn't find out who she was because of her phone. And her fingerprints and everything led to nothing. So she was in the hospital, I believe, for a full day. They had no idea who she was. So in the news, it was like, if you know this woman, she was young. She's young. She's like in her 20s and 30s, I believe, they think. They haven't released her identity so she can have her privacy. But they did find out, I believe it was either late Friday or early Saturday morning, who she was. Her family is now around her and giving the support that she needs and whatnot. But could you imagine? I mean, I'm out there hiking and walking all the time. And, you know, when you start to see those clouds roll through across the mountains and they start to form those big old storm clouds, I mean, it can get kind of dicey.
Very scary.
And that's the thing. They're saying it's not really, you know, a lot of people are like, well, you should look at the forecast before you head out.
But those things roll in.
It's Colorado.
That's what they said. This one specifically developed so quickly. She didn't have a lot of time to kind of prepare. And so, again, thoughts and prayers to this woman. But just be aware, it is the stormy, you know, March, spring season that we see around Colorado. And they're saying this summer is going to be very rainy as well. So we could see a lot of these lightning strikes happen in our area. It's a crazy story out of Superior. Hey, Guanella Pass doesn't typically open until Memorial Day, but because of the very warm, slight weather we had over the winter, they're going to open it on Thursday.
Hey!
Yeah, so that is where I saw the bighorn sheep.
You were up there. There was not a lot of snow at all.
And I was just at the base of it, so I was just right out of Georgetown.
Still.
It wasn't up top or anything, but yeah, you're absolutely
like
right. It sure did. And so they're saying that they're going to open that earlier this year because, they don't have to do a whole lot of work on the roads to prepare it like they do every year. I mean, Memorial Day, though, that is quite the early startup. This Thursday, the 16th.
It's going to be so dry this summer.
Insane.
It is going to be really bad.
No one lighted
I've seen some
people with their sprinklers on too. You're not supposed to be
doing that.
Motel on you. Motel on you.
Hopefully the spring storms help because they're saying we should get some moisture in rain.
God, it's dry.
But it is really
everybody's
dry.
Lawns in my neighborhood are so sad. Yeah. I'm like, is this what we have to look forward to this summer?
Yeah, super crispy, super dry. And then just one more. Speaking of dry, I don't know if this was caused by the dryness. I think it was just the rear wheel duals and axle on this truck, an Amazon truck, Saturday night. It was on the ramp from I-25 to Thornton Parkway. I believe it caught fire.
Yeah.
Like the whole truck.
I love how
truck.
You're trying to explain like, the rear wheels, duals, and axles.
I'm trying to piece it together, right?
Whatever that means.
You know those duals and axles.
The duals and axles is what caused it.
Aren't there pads worked in there somewhere?
Some pads for sure. Yeah, the dual pads and axles.
Yeah.
They did it right there on the lawn.
That's not what I meant.
Well, then don't say
what happened with the duals, wheels, and axles and pads.
So Adams County Fire Rescue and the City of Thornton Fire Department, they had to extinguish the semi-trailer fire. So an Amazon truck that just caught fire on Saturday night. The pictures are pretty insane because you see, and you know people are like, is my package on that?
Am I still getting everyone's same day delivery?
Your package is eight stops away.
I know.
Never mind.
And on fire.
No, that's exactly what
never
it was.
Mind.
The good news is they were able to put out this fire in literally 2 minutes. Like crews showed up, put it out. Didn't cause any damages. I believe they even saved all the packages, but they had smoke on them. So I don't think they were able to use them. And the driver was not hurt in this, so nobody was injured in the whole
thing.
But crews were able to locate the main body of the fire and extinguish it
on the pads and axles.
Dual axles.
You know all the stuff.
Did you see the big story last week of that guy who lit that warehouse of toilet paper on fire?
Was it in Canada? Yes. Wild.
The entire warehouse filled with toilet paper. Pissed off that they weren't paying him a living wage.
Yeah, did it on purpose.
He filmed himself, and the entire place went up.
No,
fully engulfed.
He thought he was justified. He's like, so many people are going to be on my side. Like, just
like
wait.
Millions of dollars worth of toilet paper gone.
The Robin Hood of toilet paper is what he wants to be thought of.
So like, it's like, is there going to be a shortage now?
I know. Now we're going to be all mad at
jackass.
You, homie.
What a jackass. It is definitely time for Fast Five, which is brought to you by Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. If you'd like to play, pick up your phone and call us right now. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We'll get you in the studios. We'll get you on the air, talk about what you did over the weekend, and then I'll toss a category at you. Start a 10-second timer, and you got to give me five things that have to do with that category in 10 seconds. Want to play? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1. 1649 will get you in the studios, especially people who have never played before. Definitely looking for you. Katie, give us some examples of ones that we've done in the past.
Like five types of knots. That's something you've asked before. You've also said five music groups that everyone's related. And the one that won it on Friday was Jonathan, who was able to name five types of licenses to win the day's top prize with Fast Five.
Yay! There you go. Call us. Let's play. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Our producer, Josh, he's in the next room working through all these calls. Now, the big thing is the prize this week. It's kind of fun. Kind of silly for us.
So much fun. Yeah, you're going to have a good time at Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, get your whiz on.
Bringing his sultry sounds to Red Rocks on Monday, April 19th. So that's coming up a week from today.
Why not?
Exactly.
There you go.
Wiz puts on a great show.
Oh,
really
I would
does.
Imagine so. And it's Red Rocks? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
All right. I know you want to go. Yeah, I know you want to play. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Looking for those newbies who have never played before. And looks like Mallory made it through. Hi, Mallory.
Good morning.
Hi. You broke a tooth this weekend?
Oh,
is that what I'm seeing?
I did. I was eating a Chick-fil-A french fry and broke my back tooth, split in half, and had to get a root canal same day.
Either how weak are your teeth or how strong was that fry?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, but I just heard a crack and just spat my tooth out.
Like, oh, no. Why are you looking like that, Katie?
This is like one of my worst
is it fear?
Fears. I am so afraid of like I have dreams about teeth falling out of my head. They say it's kind of like a worry
it's an anxiety.
An overthinker type of thing.
Katie's got teeth issues.
I do.
So.
I'm so afraid of the dentist. But they were able to fix that in one day for you, huh, Mallory?
Oh, it was either that day or waiting 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But they
yeah.
were very, very sweet. They were... The doctor was singing Backstreet Boys while I was, like, terrified, squeezing a little squishy.
Oh, I love
Mallory.
That they took care of you, though, because that had to be so scary.
Oh,
gosh.
Scary, yeah.
Never had one before, so yeah.
Tell me more about those fries,
no,
though.
I feel so bad.
Yeah, I was going to take my tooth back to Chick-fil-A, but I was like, you know what? Let's not do that.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Like, why is this lady here with
yeah,
her tooth?
Yeah, why is this our fault?
What is
we
happening?
Have weak teeth. All right, Mallory. Well, we're
so
hoping you're
glad you're
better,
though. Yes.
Yes.
So
yes.
All right, let's do some Fast Five. I've got a few that listeners sent in over the weekend that I want to use. This one might be a little difficult, but I don't know. He's been in so many movies. But in 10 seconds, give me 5 Jackie Chan movies. Go.
Oh, my gosh. I think, like, Karate Kid, Rush Hour, Drunken Master, Police Story.
Oh, time's up. Buzzer hit, buzzer hit. I think you got 4.
You
but
got
yeah.
4, but dang.
Dang! Somebody was Googling on her phone.
I know that and Karate Kid. I remember that.
Ah, okay. Rush Hour is probably
yeah,
by far his
that's
best
most
one.
Famous for sure.
And I but, didn't say no sequels. You could have said Rush Hour 2.
Oh, man.
Mallory.
I said Rush Hour 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It was nice talking to you. You have a great week. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
I don't know what number one is there. Okay, so we got Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi. What's up? How was your weekend?
It was good. Happy yeah. birthday, Katie.
Oh, thank you,
it
Carrie.
It is Katie's birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's Katie's birthday.
Yay!
And it's Carrie that texts in every day.
Well, oh, my God.
Thank you for texting. We
what
love
did you get her?
Carrie.
What did you get Katie for her birthday?
I'd take her to lunch.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
you texted me happy birthday, Carrie, and sent me a Facebook message. That's super sweet of you. That's all I require. So
super dupes.
Thank you very much.
And an Instagram. I sent you an
okay.
Instagram.
Wow, Carrie, you're
covering
like,
all the bases.
You're like a stalker. Jeez, Carrie.
I am. I'm your biggest fan, remember?
Yes.
Are
no,
you?
We love you. Thank
yes.
you, Carrie.
I've never heard of you.
Oh, yes, you have, Jeremy.
Don't you let him get to you. Exactly. He's just being a stinker.
All right, super fan.
Jeremy's a stinker.
You're a
You're a stinker, Gary.
All right, you ready
You're
to play?
You're the stinker, Jeremy.
No,
yes,
for so. God's sakes, let's play.
Okay.
All right. Well, since I know you listen, you might have heard this one, but in 10 seconds, give me 5 famous brother-sister duos. Go.
Oh.
Well. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard when you're on the spot like this. This is like my 4th time trying, and I don't ever win.
Well.
I get stuck.
You just called in to tell Katie happy birthday anyway.
We love you, Carrie.
I did.
You
yes,
so
I did.
Sweet.
I love you guys, too.
We love you, Carrie.
I really did. We love you I love you, too.
Okay. You have a good
you,
day.
Carrie.
You, too. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're super dupes. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah, what was that?
Watched the kids played some sports.
Some sports ball?
Yeah.
Yeah. We did that too. We had some basketball over the weekend. I'm looking at some of these topics that came in from listeners. I don't know. Some of these are just impossible. They like to go for the jugular, some of the listeners.
Coming in hot, are they?
Yeah. All right, here's one. I don't know. This one's a little difficult. Shannon, in 10 seconds, give me 5 birds that don't fly. Go.
Flamingo, peacock.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That's it, huh? All
okay.
right. The ostrich, the turkey.
The chicken.
The chicken.
I know.
And a penguin. Did you say penguin?
Does an emu fly?
I didn't.
Emus don't fly.
The emus don't fly. No.
The kiwi. Did you say
ooh,
kiwi?
Ooh, a kiwi.
Oh, well. Boy, you
that
did,
was way too hard.
You did
no, it's
really,
okay.
You did really bad on that one, Shannon. It was nice talking to you, though. Have a nice Monday.
Thank you.
Bye,
you
Shannon.
Too.
Bye.
Bye.
Is line one, is his name Cell? Yeah?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. It's a girl. Hi, girl. Your name
yeah.
is Cell?
Hey, how are you? Yes.
No way.
Hi, Cell.
Okay, so my name is Celia, but it's hard to pronounce.
It's
sometimes.
Easier to
oh,
okay.
okay. So they call
Celia's
you Cell.
Pretty.
Oh, God. Are you okay?
Yes, I was. Yes, I'm fine.
You're hacking up a lung there.
He's but, concerned. He's just a little concerned.
I'm
that's
a little concerned.
All.
How was your weekend, Cell?
It was good. I went to a soccer game for my son, hung out with the kids all weekend, had it off, so it was nice.
Yeah. Mom on duty.
Yeah.
Mom yeah.
on duty. Like a weekend right full good of stuff.
All right. Let's do some Fast Five with you. Your word is space. In 10 seconds, give me five words that include the word space in them. Go.
Space. Oh, man. Five words. I have no idea. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that one got me.
All right.
Dang, I really wanted those tickets.
Darn it.
Oh, man.
Well, you're going to hang up and you're going to think of 10 words.
I know. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. We'll reuse that one, though.
Give me two examples right now.
No, because I want to reuse it.
Oh. Okay. That's
here,
fine.
Listen to the next caller because I'm going to use it on the next caller.
Oh, you giving him okay. a heads up?
All right.
Oh.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Sal.
Okay, bye.
See
oh, yeah, I did kind of give him a heads up, huh?
You did. You never do that. It's out of character, but I'm here for it.
Maria.
Yes.
In 10 seconds, give me five words that start with space. Go.
Aerospace, neutral space, blank space. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Oh, man.
Maria, have a good day.
Oh, bye, Maria.
Thank you.
Bye, Maria. Dane.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. 10 seconds. Five words that include space. Go.
Space travel, inner space, space shuttle, spaceship, blank space.
I don't see anything wrong with any of those. That's just me, though.
Is blank space two words?
Yeah,
it
that's
is
two words.
But
yeah,
oh.
yeah, that's not gonna work.
Really?
See you later, Dane.
Oh,
have a good day.
Dane. Oh, I thought you were gonna.
Audrey.
Okay. Hi.
10 seconds.
Hi.
Five words that have space in them. Ready? Go.
Spacecraft, airspace, spaceship, space station.
Those are all.
Space.
I think space station would be two.
Oh,
right?
No.
Oh, no.
You didn't get it. Audrey, have a good day.
Oh, no. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, gosh.
Natalie. Natalie.
Hi.
Hi. You ready?
Hi. Yeah.
Give me five birds that don't fly.
Oh.
Go.
Gwen. Ostrich. Peacock. Kiwi.
Time's up. Natalie, have a good day. It was nice talking with you.
Bye,
see
Natalie.
You later. Nick!
Oh. Yep.
Five birds that
doing?
Don't... We're fine. Five birds that don't fly. You ready?
Here we go.
Go. Yep.
Kiwi, chicken, peacock, ostrich, turkey, dodo bird.
You're a dodo bird.
You throw an emu in there.
That's the way you do Fast Five right there.
The
you
duck.
Just fly through them.
Yeah,
Nick, you won.
Nick!
Thank you.
Oh, why am I so exhausted?
I know. You just sat there. You didn't do anything.
Oh,
Nick, congratulations, buddy. You won
hey,
Fast
Nick.
Five today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, sir.
Woohoo!
I'm going to put you on hold, and our producer, Josh, in the next room is going to tell you all about that prize, Nick.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, even he's even like,
I know, right?
It.
He's
done.
Like, okay, yes, tickets,
that was fun
go.
For me. That was fun for me. You guys, thanks for playing. Thanks for having some fun with us. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, 7:30, with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Picks 100.
Real quick, I got a story that made me laugh this morning because I instantly thought of you, Katie.
Okay.
This is spot on because I feel like I kind of went off a little bit last week. about this with you because we took our self-evaluation here at work.
Yeah.
It was our, you know, performance review or whatever. And Katie came in. She's like, how many emojis did you guys use in that? I was like, none.
Now, I think what I said was, I only used two emojis in my self-evaluation.
Too many. So I came in this morning and I saw this story. It says, do you use emojis at work? You might want to think twice. They say they're not doing anything to help your image. You should not be using emojis at work. It could be hurting your image. Especially, they said, if you are using, like, the angry face emoji.
I'm not using it. Mine are always smiling. Well, how's that going to hurt me?
And because you look like a child.
I would like to point out, this is when it comes to normal people's jobs. Okay. If you're working at a 9-to-5, a bank, maybe you don't want to put the little devil emoji at the end of your sentence to your boss. But we work at a radio station, and I am a character. And I'm, like, I feel like, I smile a lot, and people know that. So when I put a smiley face at the end of a sentence,
you're like, that's Katie.
And now you picture me smiling.
No, I don't. I'm like, why is she putting so many emojis? Because it's childish.
And well,
it's
for
childish.
You, I do it a little bit more.
Well, I know you do, because I'm like, stop it.
Now my favorite thing is to send you the eyeglasses, sunglasses emoji, like for everything. I'm cool guy. You'll be like, hey, you got this?
Yeah.
Boom. Yes, I do.
I'm just not a fan. It just seems very unprofessional. And, you know, since they even updated our emails and stuff, our system where you can, instead of replying, you just send a heart or a thumbs up.
The reaction to
like
the
every
email.
Time I see one of those, it's like, you're not a child. Especially when it's like a 60-year-old dude or something down the hall in our sales department who sends the heart emoji back. I'm like, just Ron, knock it off, Ron.
I don't
just
need
say,
that.
Sounds good, love this.
Yeah.
Because generally, too, those go into like a separate part of my email and I never see them. So then, like, if I'm in there clearing stuff out, I'll look over at this one part, and there's, like, 14 emails in there with thumbs ups and hearts and all that from various people. I'm like, you all are children!
You don't even see the reactions?
No, I don't.
It's not a notification?
I don't see the reactions. Huh. It doesn't. Until I see it, like, when I go in there to clean it out, and I see, oh, Katie hearted 10 of, 10 of my emails. That's
gets
great.
Y'all riled up all over
and here
again.
I am wondering if you even saw them.
But I loved it. Of course I saw it.
Anyway,
I loved it.
They're saying don't do it at work.
I think also it's a guy thing. You guys refrain from doing emojis because it makes you look sensitive.
I don't think we refrain. I don't think we think of it.
Yeah.
Let me look at my thing.
I use it because I think it does. Like, it's called an emoji. It's supposed to, you know, convey an emotion. And that's what I use it for. I'm just not throwing out emojis willy-nilly. Like,
right.
There's a reason for it, you know?
I'm doing a lot of the thumbs up from what I'm looking at here. There's a couple smiles in here.
Yeah.
And the check mark.
The check mark.
The, like, will do, you know? And then I included the check mark.
See,
I sent somebody a medal this weekend, like, because they won an award. So I sent them a medal. Yay.
So you use them.
But you know what? Like, all of those were to women.
Yeah.
I'm not sending them to my guy friends.
Yeah, I think that's a thing, too. Do you guys send emojis to your guy friends?
No.
Is that a thing?
No, I don't.
And the younger generations? Do you guys do it, Josh?
No, let me see.
No, you'll be looking?
The most we use are between my girlfriend and I. But other than that, no.
Yeah, so I'm looking with knickknacks. Like, her name that's saved in my phone, there's lips next to it. Like, I added
that
one's
kind of
cute, right? The lips, like,
man, there's sometimes, I can do a whole sentence in emojis.
I didn't mean to go so far deep into this. I just wanted to read it real quick, but stop it.
No,
stop it at work.
I will never.
And everyone else that's doing it at work, stop it. Please stop.
They expect it from me. If I don't do it, they'll think something's wrong.
Don't do it. Stop it.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Katie Kat, you came in this weekend. You were flirting with a guy, it sounds like, at Naughty Bingo.
In real life. Like, not on
IRL?
The app. I know. And it's such a weird feeling now. So we were at Naughty Bingo on Saturday night having so much fun. And these two guys walk in. And it's me and, like, four of my girlfriends are at a table. And we all see them walk in. And we're like, oh, these guys are pretty handsome, but then you wonder if they're together. Like, immediately you're like, well, are they a couple? Because that takes it off the table right away, you know? But then just their mannerisms, they look like they were more friends than they were romantic. So I was like, okay, back on the table, you know? And so we were kind of like making eyes at them. And also we were in the back and they were near the front where all the bingo numbers were being called. So they had no reason to look back at us, but they kept looking back at us. And then every time I had to go grab us more like bingo cards, or grab a new dabber for somebody, I volunteered myself to go walk up to the front because that's where they were. So every time I walked by them, I'd like make eye contact with one and I'd smile. And at that moment, I
just
didn't
get more dabbers. Don't
like,
mind me.
I had like 20 dabbers at my table. And there's
you
only
held up
five
your phone and
us.
It was a winky face.
No, so it was just fun to kind of flirt with somebody in real life, right? So we're all just having a good time. And then at the end, when my friend left before me, she called me the next day and she's like, yeah, I was hanging out and I saw one of the guys that you liked. He was outside smoking a cigarette. So immediately I was like, well, that... ew, right?
Kind
like
of a
immediately.
Turn-off.
Kind of just takes him a notch down a little bit. But she went to him anyway and she was just like, hey, my friend thought you were pretty cute. She, you know, then he was like, oh, which one's your friend? And she was like, oh, the curly haired one with the blue shirt on. And he was like, oh, that's fun, blah, blah.
She looks like, nice, but yeah. She also looks like she sends emojis at work.
Shut
so.
Up. He did not say that. He would probably appreciate my emojis.
That's
I'm
his
just
smoking.
Saying.
Like, but that's his ick.
Exactly. But anyway, she said, you know, she was just like, yeah, she's kind of into you. And then his response to that was, well, I got divorced a year ago and the grass isn't always greener. That was literally his response. A way to take it down.
Yeah,
like, I
depressing.
Was just like, well, now I'm like, what's your friend's name? You know?
So you don't want to get with that because that guy's just constantly thinking about his ex-wife.
Well, obviously. Yeah. If that's his response
that's a huge red flag, too.
Yeah. My friend likes you. Oh, I just got divorced a year ago. Like, and again, you feel bad for people because people go through it. Like, divorces aren't easy.
Well, yeah.
So, but obviously, he isn't ready to be out meeting people. Clearly, if he's talking about.
Still holding on.
The ex-wife to a person who's trying to introduce him to somebody else.
Some rando.
You know?
He's like, now I've taken up smoking.
And it's like, well, but there his reaction to his friend makes so much more sense now because it kind of looked like that. It kind of looked like the non-smoking friend was kind of there for moral support of the smoking
bro,
friend.
Bro, we got to get you out, man.
That's kind of what it looked like. Yeah, we got to get you out around people again, you
and
know?
His first thought was, well, I got to take you to Naughty Bingo.
Yeah.
Hey, really? Lot of girls. Instead of like going to a sports bar and having some chicken wings,
a lot of girls.
He's
there.
Like, let's go pick up some adult toys.
There were so many women there,
yes.
And all of us were looking at these two guys, so they probably
fresh
knew
meat.
What they were doing.
Is that generally who's at these? Is a lot of single ladies?
A lot of single ladies.
Okay.
And yeah, only a couple guys. Hey, and usually they're with their significant other if they are there.
I had no idea.
There's a few. We had a table behind us that were getting rowdy, and they were kind of younger, and there were a bunch of single young guys there. But they were just like, they were a little too
drunk.
Excited about. Well, because it was Naughty Bingo, so it's bingo, but not your. Well, maybe your grandma's a little freaky, but it's maybe it's your grandma's bingo. I don't know.
But they were a little too into it.
They were really
into it.
Screaming at all the things, and it was just like. But it was fun. That's what makes it fun. The interaction with the crowd is just so much fun. But yeah, it was just. It was interesting to think about because, again, I was so excited I was kind of flirting with somebody outside of an app. And that
isn't that funny, like how it feels
so
weird to
yeah.
be interacting with somebody like
in
person,
real life.
In real life and
yeah.
not over your phone?
Yeah.
It's probably induces some butterflies
it
and
did.
Some like excitement,
well,
you know?
And it brought me back to the, you know, I had a lot
the
of
the 90s.
Big, well, all of my friends were like, oh, you should, you know, like, to flirt with him, like, go tell him your name, go ask for his number.
Hi,
like,
I'm Katie.
Come sit on this side of the table so he can see you better. And I was just like, I don't know if I really want to be like that. Like, I want him to initiate the
instead, I'll have my friend say something to him
me.
Outside.
I didn't tell her to do that. I didn't know that until the next day that she did that. But it was very
much. It felt
much,
very high school-y again,
it
didn't
did. It? It did. And I appreciated the me not being the forceful one. Because with the app, you know, mentality now, it is very, like, women have so much of the power. So it's like, it was nice to give that power up a little bit and just be like, no, we'll let whatever happens, happens, right? Mm-hmm. It's Naughty Bingo, let's get crazy. So
did you sleep with him?
It's fun. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know his name. No,
even
I did
better.
Not.
You don't have to know his name to sleep with him.
Mix 100.
Same sound I make when I sneak into my kids' Easter candy and eat all their Reese's peanut butter cups. Thank you very much.
Dad tax.
My daughter last night was like, "Who got into my Reese's cups?" She was going after us. I was like, "Wasn't me. I don't know, it was probably your brother."
Yeah, you blame it on the other one.
It's totally me. All right, so phone lines are going to be wide open here. Our producer Josh is standing by, ready to take your calls. I want people that have worked with children, teachers, anyone at daycare facilities. We actually got a note from somebody who used to work at a Toys R Us, actually, which is kind of funny. If you worked with children and they completely overshared with you, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We want to hear about what the kids overshared. Now, I threw this up on my Facebook over the weekend, and Emily wrote in. She says, "Hey, Jer, I'm a second grade teacher. A while back, we had just come back from recess. I was helping a student at his desk. I leaned over to point something out on his paper. And he looks up at me and says, 'Your shirt smells like my grandma and your armpits smell like Chuck E. Cheese.'"
Gosh.
A couple of the kids nearby heard it, started laughing. I immediately went into teacher mode and was like, "This is not something we say out loud."
Yeah.
She's like, "I was trying not to lose it." The best part, 5 minutes later, he raised his hand again and goes, "I think it's because you're warm." She's like, "I made it through the day, but not going to lie, I did full armpit checks multiple times throughout the day."
Oh, there's no way that that's not going to hit you on a personal level at some point, right?
Your armpits smell like Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, no.
Jess shot me a message. She says, "I teach fifth grade. We were doing a simple 'What do your parents do for work?' assignment. One student goes, 'My dad works from home. He has a lot of meetings in his room with the door locked.' Then he added, 'Sometimes I hear a lady laughing in there.'"
Oh.
The kid went on to say, "The weird part is she only comes over when my mom isn't home."
Oh.
Boy.
Kid just said, "Kids be just casually dropping bombs and keep on moving like it's nothing." Damn!
I know, they're just making friendly conversation, right?
Yeah. Do I want to read this one? This one's pretty good. She was talking to her kids. This is from Megan, kindergarten teacher. We were talking about problem solving, and I said, "What should we do if somebody makes you mad?" One kid raised his hand and said, "My mom says if somebody makes you mad, just ignore him." Then another kid goes, "My mom says ignore him too. Unless it's dad, then you take his Xbox controller and throw it at him." She went on to say, "Works every time."
Yeah.
She said, "Kids are tiny, unfiltered podcasts about their parents, and I love every second of it." And that's from Megan.
Well, I think part of it, too, is that you think as a kid you're, like, remembering some fact of information and you want to tell everybody. You have no idea. Spilling the beans. You just heard your parents say it, so you can't wait to tell somebody, you know, whatever it is that your parents said. So I get it, but man, does it make for hilarity.
It's so funny. Innocent. Oh, those kids will say the darndest things. They'll share the darndest things. And the people in the industries where you work with children, you hear it all. If you're a teacher, child care worker, what did the kids say to you that made you literally LOL? 303-691-1649. Michelle says, "When I taught kindergarten, one of the students came up and told me, 'Daddy was having surgery today, so he couldn't have babies anymore.'" Oh, okay. All right. Christina said, "I was at a child care center in the van. We were driving back to the center after picking the kids up from school, and a kid goes, 'Hey, that's where my dad buys all of his beer.'" And then Joyce wrote in, this was on my Facebook. She said, "I had a kindergarten student. I asked them why he was late again, and he tells me, 'Well, mom and dad were taking a shower together, and they took too long again.'" Man! Dang, mom and dad.
Used up all the water.
Simma
dang
down.
It.
It's like 7 in the morning, for goodness sakes. What did the kids say to you? 303-691-1649. Here's Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Are you in the teaching industry?
No, I am not. It was okay. my kid actually ratted me out.
Oh, excellent. Perfect. What'd they do?
So my son's in preschool, and I had recently got this silly, happy, golden-sized, dollar-sized taco tattoo. It's just a happy taco tattoo. It's on, like, my butt hip area. Uh-huh. And I was showing everybody all weekend. It's a cute taco. And I'm like, look at my happy taco. He goes to school and tells his whole class that mommy has a brand new happy taco.
Hey, that's great.
Yep. Mrs. Bennett is like, I know it's probably not what I think it is, but I heard you have a brand new taco. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
You're like, it's so happy, too. It's so happy.
Yep. It was the best.
Can you send us a picture of it?
I will totally send you a picture
send
of it.
It.
You can totally post it online.
Can we?
Yeah.
I want to see it. I want to see your happy taco. Text it right now, 303-691-1649 when you hang up, okay?
Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
I will text you.
He's into it.
I
want to
see it. I want to see it.
Christine, yeah. Thanks for the laughs. Have a good day.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Love you. Kisses. You had one along the same lines, too, with your dad, didn't
well,
you?
I
think
say
we can say it.
Well,
Richard is Richard. There's a,
well, yeah, my
a
dad's
shorthand
name
for
was Richard.
Richard.
And so my mom's nickname for him. Yeah. And so when I was little, we were all walking out to our car after church. And my parents were walking with our pastor. And he looks at my dad. He's talking to my dad. And he was like, Richard or Rich, can I call you Rich? And I look right at him in the eye. And I said, you can call him Tricky Dick like my mom does.
Yeah. Pastor.
Because it was just something.
It's just kind of a cutesy nickname.
And as kids, you have no idea, but you're just like in the, like my mom would say it to my dad lovingly, like, oh, Tricky Dick, you know? Yeah. And so like, it was just something around the house that she said to him. I didn't know that it was kind of like.
Risque.
A little
risque,
especially to say to
out
a
of
pastor,
context.
Like
yeah.
The way that pastor looked at me, like I needed to go get cleansed right now.
Wash that mouth out.
I know, like,
he threw holy water on you.
It was pretty funny. I remember about Zoe and her dad. Like it was so funny because they had this thing. Like Zoe's dad cracked his neck a lot, right? Like mm-hmm. That was one of the things that he did, and he always said he's like, "I'm such a crack addict." Like that's what he said. And so she went to school one day and said she cracked her neck. And she's like, I'm a crack addict. And so the teacher had a talk with us because this little 7-year-old baby was walking around the school saying she's a crack addict. But she just like cracking her knuckles and stuff.
Okay,
so
I love that one.
Like, you got to have an explanation for it.
I love that one.
Yeah, that one. Oh, yeah. There was some
really
explanation
good.
For that.
Josh, did you have one?
I did have one. And this is funny, Katie. Mine actually had to do with church as well. There was a one time that the Broncos were in a playoff game and the game was being recorded because all my family wanted to watch it after church. Church.
Uh-huh.
And so for some reason, I found out the score from my dad. And I remember all the church guys and some of my family members were watching the game at our house. And I'm walking in and they're like, Josh, do not tell us the score. We want to watch this game. And I go, I don't know what the score was. I just know the Broncos lost by 3.
Oh, boom! No!
I got chased out of the room by a man
sure.
who was so mad at me. And that was, I mean, that was 26 years ago at this point. And they still bring it up. So they don't forget. They still bring it up
so
to
good.
Me that I broke the rules and said the score for everybody. Oh,
I'll give
so
you
pissed.
3 more that came in over text. Robin says, one time I had a kid tell me he was late to school because her dad had a really hard time pooping this morning. He said, poor guy, or she said, poor guy, I never forgot about it and thought about it every time I saw him after that.
I
hey,
bet.
Brad, how was your crap this morning? I had a student make a card for mom for Mother's Day, wrote on there, what makes mom happy? Red Moscato. Mom's favorite drink, red Moscato.
Yeah.
What
Mommy
makes
wine.
Mom mad when she doesn't have red Moscato? That's good.
Tell him my secrets, kid.
And then Tyler, this one's spot on. Had a student who was gone for a few days. I asked where he had been. He said, I can't tell you. Dad told me not to. I said, it's okay. You can tell me. He responded, I went camping with Dad, but don't tell Mom. Women aren't allowed to come because they never stop talking. Well, we got a little something-something for our listeners today. Mm-hmm. Just a big old thank you for listening and keeping us on each and every morning because we love you guys, first of all.
So much.
And 2, We've partnered with the team over at the Denver Zoo, and come on.
Yeah.
We love the Denver Zoo.
Absolutely.
And one of these days, they're going to let me get down there and ride a hippopotamus.
Why do you want to ride the hippo?
I want to be on the hippopotami.
Oh.
What?
Because they're dangerous.
Nah, like, they'd be fine.
No.
I'm good with animals. I would whisper in his ear, "It's okay, little fella.
It's
Let's
fine.
Go for a ride."
Yeah. We're
Let's
friends.
Ride. Which one would you ride if you had a chance?
I would
to
want
ride?
To hang out with the penguins. Yeah. I don't need to ride any of them. I just want to hang
come
out.
Come on, have fun
I
with
just
me.
Hang
you
out.
Get to ride
okay.
one animal at the
then
zoo.
Which one do I want to ride? I don't know.
The tiger.
I know. Like maybe the lion.
Polar bears look kind of fun.
I know. See, they're all like again. I know how dangerous they are. If we can guarantee that they're nice,
giraffe.
They're friendly. Again,
exactly.
You got to whisper in their ear and be
okay.
like, "It's okay, little fella."
Yeah,
it's just a little.
Giraffes
ride.
Are fun too.
Giraffes are fun.
You
giraffes
know?
Slide
do
down
that.
The neck.
Yeah. Do that, Katie.
Penguins are super sweet and they're fun and they go sliding on their bellies.
All
right.
Right. Okay, like you can have your penguins. All right, you can have your penguins.
They can ride on my back. Yes. I love it.
Oh, we love the fine people over there at the Denver Zoo, and they're hooking us up with some epic prizes today. Yeah. Tell us about it and how we're getting people qualified this morning.
Okay, there's a couple things here that are going to get you so excited. Families, listen up, because you're going to win a pair of sweet tickets to see the K-pop group Twice at Ball Arena. So you get to hang out
God,
in
big.
The suite watching the K-pop group named Twice at Ball Arena. And then you're going to get some tickets to go check out Glowing Wild at the Denver Zoo this Saturday. And
you've done that, haven't
K-pop
you?
K-pop theme night. It is so much fun.
Yeah,
I mean,
you saw
again,
that.
A grown butt woman really enjoyed that.
A grown
really
butt woman was
enjoyed
there.
Enjoyed that. But the kids loved it so much more. Like, they had everything lit up. And so it was like an immersive experience as you walked through the zoo. And you also got to check out all the animals and everything, too. But each stage you went to had different things lit up in a way that was just so spectacular. I mean, the tulips really looked like tulips. It was crazy.
And that's
then,
neat.
Like, some of them were coming out of the ground, and some of them even had the little bag on the bottom of them, like tulips do.
Shut your mouth.
You know what I mean? It was so neat.
That's
cool. It was so neat. Like, I love the Denver Zoo so much, and when they
That's
do the little
event,
theme nights like this, it makes it even more fun. So your kids are going to love it, and all you have to do is give us a follow on Instagram to be in it to win this amazing prize pack. You get to win it all. You
yeah.
win it all. Just by giving us a follow on Instagram at Jeremy Katie Josh.
Yeah, it's just a big old thank you for listening to this morning show. A big old thank you from the Denver Zoo. So yeah, all you need to do, go to our Instagram, follow us, Jeremy Katie Josh, like she said, and it's Katie K-A-T-Y.
Yeah.
Jeremy Katie Josh, all one word. And then at the end of the show today, we're gonna pick one random person off our Instagram, and boom, you get to go have some fun on
yeah.
us. And courtesy of the Denver Zoo. So
yeah. And if you already follow us, you're already in it to win it.
Yeah.
But yeah, big shout out to the Denver Zoo for
Thank
Let
you guys.
Us give this away. This is such a fun prize.
It seriously, hit me up about that hippo, okay? Anytime. I'm game. Let's do it. We'll put a little hat on him. It'll be
yeah.
fun. Be great for your Instagram, Zoo.
It really would.
Zoo people, if you're listening.
If anything's going to go viral.
That's it.
Jeremy riding
local
a hippo.
Local radio personality in Denver rides hippopotami.
Ingested.
I know. I know. I'm really trying hard not to say that things yeah. would go bad.
That's
but...
fine. All right. Don't ruin
okay.
this for me.
Okay. I won't. I'm sorry.
All right. So let's jump into the hype, all the big stories of the day. By far, over the weekend, the Artemis II mission, the crew successfully re-entering Earth's atmosphere, splashing down in the Pacific Ocean, traveling further than any humans in history. How neat was this? I know
yeah.
you actually watched it, Katie.
I did. I had on my big screen, Love is Blind, and on my phone, I was watching the Artemis drop. And
priorities.
It was amazing. It was really neat, though, to be a part of history. I see why you were so excited about it.
I love how you're like, they just landed in the ocean.
They
I
did.
Had no idea.
I didn't expect that because I thought they were just going to like land on a little hub, and that was just how, I don't know. Like, I didn't.
Like a little landing pad?
I never watched it before, so I didn't know how it all went down. I didn't realize it was in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
It was where they were supposed to land.
Yeah.
I thought something
was on
wrong.
Purpose.
Yeah, it was on purpose that they landed there. So, yeah, but thankfully everything was okay. Everything went so great.
And then the helicopters came and picked them up and
I
brought
know.
Them back to the helipad.
That was the interesting part
so
is
neat.
How long it took for them to get from A
what
to
a
B.
Ride.
And the commenters trying to fill it all. Like,
yeah,
you know.
That ocean it looks yeah. really wet.
And then the astronauts. Well, and then the astronauts. And then, so I was just like, really?
The
tell
entire
me more.
Time. I was watching it. You know what I was thinking about?
Huh.
What kind of diapers they got on? Because, you know, they're going to be peeing and stuff.
Yeah.
Like all the way up from space and then hanging out in the ocean for a few hours. You know you're going to be peeing yourself.
Absorbent. We know that much.
Besides the moon stuff, Justin Bieber was the other big news of the weekend. His first headlining set at Coachella.
Yeah.
Now, you guys were telling me otherwise, but this story says a lot of fans were unsatisfied because he put in very minimal effort doing a stripped-down set, low-key performance. He also spent a chunk of his set on a laptop dialing up YouTube videos of himself and then singing along. You like this?
How do you not love that?
I've never been a big Bieber guy.
Oh, you're crazy. It's Big Bieber and Baby Bieber, and they're singing together.
They were together.
Come on.
On the YouTubes.
How do you not love that? Like, this was so nostalgic for me growing up as a mom of a huge Belieber. I mean, this was like so many things coming true all at the right time. And that's the thing, is the people who are dissing Justin Bieber, I can picture their faces right now. Haters gonna hate. There's nothing
me?
You can do about it.
They all look
it.
Like Jeremy.
Haters gonna hate. Like,
he got paid
nothing.
$10 million to play videos off YouTube.
And 45
everybody.
Million people watched him do it.
He's like 46
million. Contrast, only 10 million watched Sabrina.
Who watched the splashdown of the space
on.
Stuff?
I bet you it's comparable numbers. We should see
you know
how many people
I bet
watched
sadly
that.
It's probably more that watched Bieber.
Well,
oh, yeah.
But that's the thing. Is Justin Bieber is such a huge part of our pop culture, and you can't just deny the fact that this means he brings the numbers.
Was he naked?
No, he wasn't.
He
doesn't have to be.
Dressed normal.
Like, that's the thing. He's a dad now. He's a husband.
Yeah, but he was just naked on that last award show. He's just running around in his underpants, remember?
Well, I did still.
Just curious.
Like, again, I feel like so many people are just waking up ready to hate on Justin Bieber. They don't see what he brought to the stage over the weekend. Again, his fans, they haven't seen him perform for a really, really, really long time. They don't know when he's going to go on tour again. And this was so huge. Like, the little baby Nana is out there at Coachella right now. She got to see Justin Bieber and she cried during his set. She was so emotional because it just like overtook her with joy. Like, so people who are saying that it wasn't that amazing, I just feel like they woke up ready to be angry.
Yeah,
you
something
know?
To get feisty
yeah,
about on the socials.
Because
like,
his fans
care either way.
But his fans loved it. And so I'm just super proud of him. And
the thing I actually really enjoyed when I was looking at the Coachella footage was Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau.
Oh, they're
like,
so cute.
Those two are the cutest damn couple,
they're
aren't
so
they?
Cute.
They look like they are a perfect match, those two.
And why was it they? I saw a picture of them and I didn't recognize them at first because they look so young. I was like,
I thought
oh,
the same thing. Like they're reverse aging. They both looked very young and dewy.
They did, yeah. So they look great. They look like they're having a great time.
And how about him in like jeans and a t-shirt with a backwards hat? I'm like, who's this guy?
He doesn't need to dress
Where'd
up
he
anymore.
Come from?
Yeah.
I had no idea. He
they
was such
totally,
a cool dude.
Totally chilling. And I think she had one of the funnier things to say about Bieber, and she just mentioned that she was glad he had YouTube Premium, so no ads played during.
Can you imagine it pops up?
That would have
been
like
oil changes or something.
But no, I agree. I think they're the cutest couple. I hope they stay together.
They're
forever.
Literally adorable.
So cute.
Like I saw
that.
Him and I went, oh my God, you guys are adorable.
Yes.
Britney Spears is in rehab.
Oh.
Don't know what else to say about
we
that.
We wish you the best, Britney.
Thoughts and prayers. And then this one final story here, because I was teasing this. New study just came out that said, on average, we're spending about 4,300 bucks a year for one pet. $4,300 a year for one pet.
Wow.
Do a little beep, boop, bop, boop, boop math on that. Over 12 years, you're looking at more than $50,000 that you're going to spend on one dog or one cat. But can you put the price on the widow for a baby?
You
well?
Can.
Yes,
I
you
mean,
can. $50,000.
No,
that's a lot of cash.
Kisses and huggies they give with
you. Your widow tongue-kisses.
They're priceless.
They say that doesn't include any vet costs either. So if anything goes wrong, like when my dog ate the grape a few months ago, and it was a couple grand, it doesn't include any of that. Now, the thing here says that Gen Z, though, is paying attention to these numbers, and about 50% of them are like, I want a petless lifestyle.
Wait,
no pets for the Z-ers.
They're already not having kids, so they don't want kids or pets?
This is why they're all so happy.
They're just going to have fun and money? Wait.
Wait a minute, Z-ers. Fun and money?
Wait.
But they're still a mess.
I mean.
They're still a mess.
Aren't we all, though?
I have this story. I'm not going to get to it. I'll read you the headline because it's funny. Because you're like, no pets, no babies. They're so happy. The headline here says, Gen Z workers turn to substances to cope with job stress.
Oh,
so,
no.
Okay. I'll just leave you with that. They're all getting stoned and wasted before they got to get into work.
Okay.
That's why they don't have pets.
I know, right?
Like... Sports!
That's terrible. Well, shout out to Rory McIlroy. He just won his second Masters Championship in a row, and he's one of only four people to do that. But the big story about this was during the Masters tournament, a former PGA Tour winner, Mark Calcavecchia, I hope I'm saying that correct, he got booted from his own tournament for using his cell phone. So at the Masters at Augusta, Georgia, there is a strict no cell phone policy. And apparently it doesn't matter how many times you say, do you know who I am? You get booted out of the tournament for using your cell phone. And he got in huge trouble simply because he took his phone out of his pocket and checked it. They are a very classy organization. And they say any cell phone use on the greens or on the grounds is prohibited. And he was an ex-tournament player, former PGA player, won a major, and still got booted from the event. I was like, wow. That's crazy how strict they are. It doesn't matter who you are.
No.
They'll kick you right out. So anybody that gets to go to the Masters, make sure you do not take your phone out because you'll be booted very quickly.
Yeah, boom. Absolutely. Yeah. You know where you can go? Guanella Pass.
And use your phone?
Starting this Thursday. Absolutely. Nice. Take all the pictures you want because it typically doesn't open until Memorial Day. But because of the very warm, unseasonably warm winter we had and low snowpack, they're going to open it on Thursday, which is probably
the earliest
it's ever opened. But yeah, Guanella Pass. I was just there, Georgetown, when I saw those bighorn sheep. Definitely worth the trek if you're going to make it up to the high country to see any of the fun colors and just, you know, enjoy the drive when you're out there. But
that video
yeah.
you posted just a couple weeks ago, there was like no snow in that video.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you were a little lower. Right?
I was near the bottom.
Still,
so right outside.
Still
no snow. But no snow. And typically, I mean, there's ice around those curves and everything at that point. So the fact that it is opening so early is kind of cray cray, but I kind of love it because I do love going up to the mountains. So now we can
and
get
bighorn
there
sheep
even earlier.
Another animal I'd
Who
like to ride.
I love bighorn sheep.
I would ride
sheep,
one of those.
Would you? You can hang on to the horns.
Perfect. They have handlebars.
They're built in.
They're built for riding.
They sure
they
are.
Built
they
for
sure
riding.
Are. How about this story from over the weekend? The woman who was struck by lightning.
This is horrible.
It is crazy.
Scary
to me.
Too.
Just because, so Thursday she was out hiking and I guess she got hit by lightning and it hit the tree by her, but people found her on the ground and sadly she is in critical condition even still, but they weren't able to recognize who she was. They couldn't identify her because not only did she get hit by lightning, but her phone completely torched because of that lightning strike. So they weren't able to find out who this woman was. She wasn't carrying identification and they couldn't really give a whole lot of, recognizable information
features,
when it was because she was so hurt. I mean, almost unrecognizable is what they were saying. So it was hard for them to figure out. They were just like, hey, if you know someone who was hiking and they didn't come back, we need you to contact us. So that's how they figured it out. And I believe it was almost a whole day that they didn't know who this woman was. And thankfully now, I believe it was either late Friday or early Saturday morning, they found out her identity. Her family is now around her, giving her the support that she needs. But how crazy is that? That, she was hit by lightning and then they didn't know who she was for such a long
Scary
period
stuff,
of time. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it is
so
getting...
I don't go hiking.
Well, it's getting to be that time of year too. Those early spring storms, they're saying we're supposed to have a pretty wet summer. Spring kind of season. So just be aware. Now, this woman, it kind of came out of nowhere. So she didn't have a whole lot of forewarning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really her fault that
she
was hit by
lightning. Yeah,
lightning
travels too. I mean, it'll
and
go
it
on
does.
Through the ground, through
exactly.
the trees, everywhere.
There's only so much you can do to prepare. And we're just putting our thoughts and prayers out to this woman and hopefully she recovers very, very soon. And then another thing that happened last week, that Amazon truck on fire on the ramp from I-25 to Thornton Parkway. It was a semi-trailer fire, and it was the rear wheel duals and axle on both the driver and passenger sides were ignited.
The rear
with
wheel
flames.
Duals and axle.
Rear wheel duals and axles. Totally on fire. So
not again.
The thing is, though, is everyone was so worried about their packages because it was an Amazon truck. It was, and it had boxes on the truck when it was on fire. Like the pictures, you can see the entire rear part of it is completely engulfed by flames, and you see the boxes in the actual, trailer. but again, They're probably not going to be able to deliver those, all the smoke and everything. The good news about this story is the driver and nobody else in the area was hurt.
That's good.
They were able to put it out in 2 minutes. So shout out to the Adams County Fire Rescue and the City of Thornton Fire Department. I mean,
saving all those packages.
2 minutes. That's amazing. And saving the packages.
Saving the packages.
That's what's up, Jer. That's your Mile High Hype.
There you go, guys.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Well, that is the big question. This is just kind of a silly game that we play about three times a week. Gabriella made it in this time. Hi, Gabby Pants.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Hey. Thanks for calling us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My husband and I are visiting from Tennessee, and we're super excited to be here. And we're about to have some brunch downtown, and I figured might as well try.
Might as well. Well, gosh, I hope you're here for a while, because if you win, you're going to have to use these movie passes.
Yeah, we're super excited.
Okay, good.
Where in Tennessee?
Around Knoxville.
Okay, yeah, I got a buddy that moved out to Franklin. He's dying to get me out there to Franklin, Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't been to Nashville either. My wife and I are going to be celebrating our 20th anniversary. I was thinking about taking her out to Nashville. Do you recommend it?
No, you got to get out to the Smoky Mountains. Yeah. That's where it's at.
That's where it's at?
Your mountains are so pretty with the fog that rolls in on top and all the trees and everything. I've always wanted to go check out your mountains. I went to Memphis once, Gabby, and I went to Gus's Fried Chicken. How about that, huh? It's good stuff,
oh, yeah.
Right?
And you made it out in one piece.
I did.
Deep, girl.
So funny.
I don't know what that means, but it's good for you.
No, Gus's Fried Chicken. It's like a staple in Memphis.
All right.
And yeah.
I believe you.
So good.
Gabriella, here's how this is going to work. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five pop culture trivia questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva and she made up the rules. All right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, tell Katie to leave the studio so we can play.
Katie, skedaddle.
Yeah. Okay, I'm out.
Out
of here,
I'm
girl.
Out. Get out of here. Go think of fried chicken or something.
No,
get out of here. All right, so she goes into a little room, Gabriella, that she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions, so there's no cheating. Okay, and you can't get any help from the hubs, okay?
Okay, I'll be good.
All right, and then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in. Okay. Here's your first question. What band featured Nick and Drew Lachey?
98 Degrees.
Your second question, name any two of the four crew members from the Artemis II mission. Name two of the crew members.
I'm gonna have to pass on that one.
Hard pass, all right. Here's your third question. What is Tom Cruise's call sign in Top Gun?
Maverick?
Your fourth question for Katie Crush. What type of facial hair does Ted Lasso have?
A mustache. A fantastic mustache.
Really thick and luxurious, isn't it? All right, here's your fifth and final question for Katie Crush. What is the name of Apple's VR headset?
Oh, man. I don't know it.
You want to pass or do you want to say mustache again?
Mustache.
All right, I'm putting you down for the mustache. All right, we brought Katie back in the studio. We got Gabriella back on the line with us. Did you say you're hanging out in Golden right now?
I am.
Golden is the best.
It is.
The best little town. Oh, it's so good. I had my wedding reception at the hotel there called Table Mountain Inn. Go wander in there. It's a nice little hotel, all right?
Okay.
Where are you eating right now?
We're waiting on mimosas, but I think we're going to do the French toast.
What restaurant?
At the Golden Diner.
Love it. Good for you. Get the round up there.
Get
a little breakfast.
Yummy.
Yeah. All right, Katie, are you ready to play the crush here?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's see how you do.
Okay.
What band features Nick and Drew Lachey?
98 Degrees.
Correct. Yeah. And Gabby, you said 98 Degrees as well.
One and one.
Katie, name any two of the four crew members from the Artemis II mission.
not just one member.
You
like
got to name
woman.
Two. There was four.
I
of
only
them.
Know the girls, Christina.
And?
That's not fair. No, I named one. That's enough. Ding. No, come on.
Nope, you didn't get it.
Man.
And Gabriella said pass. So you guys suck.
Still one and one.
Reed, Victor, Christina, and Jeremy. All
right. Oh, that's right. There's a Jeremy and Reed.
There sure is.
Oh, all right. I missed it.
Katie, what is Tom Cruise's call sign in Top Gun?
Oh, his is Goo Maverick.
Goo Maverick?
Maverick. It's Maverick.
Gabby, you said Maverick too.
Hey. Still in.
She's
it.
Focused on her mimosas. All right.
Priorities.
What type of facial hair does Ted Lasso have?
Ooh, he's got that mustache.
Yeah, that mustache.
Yes. Gabriella said yes. Mustache. Final question. What's the name of Apple's VR headset?
Like the Meta?
The Meta?
Right? Meta?
Meta goggles? No.
No. What is it?
Gabriella said mustache.
Oh. We both got it wrong. What
we
was it?
Were looking for the Apple Vision Pro.
Oh, I know. Hey,
doing a little math here. Katie, you got 4. Gabriella, you got 3. You were officially crushed by Katie today.
Well, dang.
Darn it.
I didn't mean to crush you on your
darn
vacation.
It. I know, right?
But still, enjoy the mimosas and Golden.
Yeah, enjoy Golden. There. It was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting y'all. You guys can come down here and have a little brunch with my husband and I. We're going to have a mimosa.
Yes.
I want to know what you guys look like. Can you send us a text message? Send us a selfie, okay? It's the same phone number you called. Send us a selfie, and I'll throw it up on our Facebook.
Okay, awesome. I'll do that.
Do it, all right? Yeah. Cheers to you guys.
Well, thanks for listening
thanks
while you're
so
in
much,
town,
guys.
Too. Yeah, we appreciate you.
Safe travels. Y'all you guys have
best.
A good day.
Bye.
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 Oh,
she was great.
Sweet.
She was really
I like
nice.
Her.
I can't wait to see what they look like.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, that's it. Katie, we'll play again on Wednesday.
Deal.
I'm sure you will crush again, girlfriend. Crush again. We're going to get out of here. Big Rob is coming up next. Goes commercial free. 90 minutes of commercial free music starting at 11:30. So make sure you flip Mix 100 on there at your office. We're going to go plan tomorrow's show. You guys have a great day. We are Jeremy and Katie and Josh. And happy birthday, Katie!
Happy birthday,
Katie! Thanks, guys.
We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning here at Denver's Mix 100.
Bye.